The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Thursday, October 27th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to get any comments, thoughts, feedback. If you go to your podcast provider and ideally leave us a 5-star rating, but rate and review would be much appreciated. This is Sports Ethos presentation. And if you haven't checked us out already, go to sportsethos.com. And as I've been saying for now, we are really blowing things up in a positive way here at Ethos. We are expanding to football, fantasy football, wagering, obviously in NFL and college football. Had a great MLB season. Getting into basketball as it starts to ramp up, some hockey coverage as well. If you go to our website, you can find our podcast, ton of articles, our subscription package. We are as competitive as they are in the industry. I think you get some great value. Wager Pass, for example, which gets all the plays here at Sports Ethos for you, is $9.99 a month. So for basically $10, you can get a handful every night across. A lot of great information there. So I highly recommend you check us out at sportsethos.com. And let's get into the board tonight. We've got one game in the NFL. Thursday night match. Ravens travel to Tampa Bay to face Tom Brady. The Ravens sit at 4-3, tied with the Bengals atop the AFC North. They're 2-2 at home and on the road, 2-1. They are in Tampa tonight to play the Bucs, who sit atop the NFC South, tied with Atlanta, believe it or not, at 3-4. They're only 1-2 at home and 2-2 in the road. I'm actually on Baltimore here. Tampa Bay is just, Brady, I'm not going to write Tom Brady off as the end is coming, but everybody's been saying that for about 10 years with Tom Brady, so I don't think it is necessarily near, but he has been struggling with his receivers being banged up, his O-line being banged up, the running game not what it used to be, and the defense is not what it used to be. They used to have a dominant run defense, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop Lamar Jackson and maybe even Gus Edwards on the ground tonight. So the Ravens come in +2, total 46.5. I'm actually leaning towards the Ravens at +2. And at 46.5, I'd probably look to the under. I think the Ravens are going to try and establish a run game. Lamar will always be running. And Tampa will have to be up to that challenge. I also don't know if the Bucs will be able to move the ball through the air. And with Baltimore, their number one receiver right now is Rashad Bateman, who should have a decent game, but does he get 50 or 60 yards? I'm not sure. I think his prop was about 45 and over 45.5. I might look at that. But I think the Ravens go with Lamar and his legs, and I could see him running. I think his yards rushing prop is somewhere around 65, 67 yards. Don't know that I can play that, although we could easily get over that. So instead, I'm just looking to the side, and I'm on the Ravens at +2. Total 46.5. I would go to the under. I think this could be a low scoring. Typical kind of Thursday night slugfest with Brady and the Bucs offense seeming to be in neutral. I'm not sure they're going to generate a lot of offense. And the Ravens, as I said, will run with Lamar. I'm not sure they're going to generate a lot of offense through the air. So I could see this being a low scoring, kind of grinded out game. Kind of a 20-17, 24-17 kind of game. So it should come in under the under, in my estimation. So we will hit to the hard court in the NBA. There's four games there. But before we do, we're going to take a quick break. And we will come back with the NBA in one moment. All right, and we are back. Let's go to the NBA, where four games are on the docket. You get the Mavericks, Brooklyn to face the Nets, and that's on the second game of a road and home back-to-back. Mavericks come in 2.5-point favorites. Total here is 225. When I look at the injury report, none of the big names are out for the Nets. We have Seth Curry still out. Joe Harris, who played yesterday but is out, basically injury management. And on the Mavs side, Tim Hardaway is questionable, and Davis Bertans is still out. So nothing of any major significance here. I think I'm actually going to be on Brooklyn at +2.5. Or I'm leaning. I'm not on them yet. I'm going to lean at +2.5. I know it's a back-to-back, but if KD and Kyrie are playing, they're at home. They have the ability both to put up 30-plus points in a night. And Doncic has been playing well for the Mavs, like he always does. I'm just not sure they have the depth, although they are favored by 2.5. I just have a feeling Brooklyn will show up a little more at home. They've struggled to start the year. Not doing, I think, what everybody had. Well, I shouldn't say what everybody expected. It's been hot and cold with them. I think they're going to be in trouble. Obviously, they've got two of the premier players in the league. The problem is, who do they have behind that? And they just don't have a lot of depth. Curry will certainly help if he's in the lineup. But yeah, Simmons obviously will help, but he's not scoring. So when you're starting Simmons, Kyrie, and KD, then you have Royce O'Neal, small forward, and Nick Claxton. He's been playing well, but are those guys – and then the bench, Patty Mills and, you know, Cam Thomas, Kessler Edwards, decent players. But I don't think when those are your guys on your second unit, you're going to be scaring a lot of teams. The Mavs come in. Spencer Dinwiddie's been playing pretty well. Dorian Finney-Smith's been doing all right. JaVale McGee makes me laugh that he's there as their starting center because he doesn't play more than probably 12 to 14 minutes a night before Christian Wood and Maxi Kleber step in. But I just think the Nets long-term are going to struggle. Kind of frankly like the Lakers. They've got the two big guns and then not enough behind them. Now the Nets do have Simmons, but I don't know that they're 4-5 and their bench is strong enough to compete. So I do like Brooklyn here at home, though, catching a couple points. 225, I would look towards the over. You know Brooklyn, especially at home, they're going to be lighting up, probably not playing as much defense. So Simmons certainly helps there, but I think a lot of points can be scored here. Next game, 8-10 in the East. We have the Clippers in Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. The Clip come in 6.5-point favorites. Total here is 218. Kawhi is still out, but Paul George, who was off last game for illness, is expected to be back. So they're looking to start Reggie Jackson, Norm Powell, Paul George, Nicholas Batum, and Ivica Zubac at center. With John Wall potentially coming off the bench, and Terrence Mann had a really good game last game, potentially coming off the bench as well. You got to like the Clippers here. I think I would be on the Clippers at 6.5. With George not in the lineup, I wouldn't be, but he's back. I know OKC is running out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He was questionable when he ended up playing last game. Trey Mann had a good start. But behind that, Dort, Wiggins, and Jeremiah Robinson Earl as three of your starting five, I don't think you're going to be able to give the Clippers much of a run. 218 total, I would probably look towards the under. The Clips can play defense when they need to, especially on the road. Probably try and slow things down a little. So I would lean the Clippers at -6.5. Don't think I'm going to be on this game, but I would definitely lean the Clippers -6.5. Third game of the night is the Grizzlies, and they are in Sacramento to play the Kings. Memphis comes in 2.5-point favorite. 236.5 is the total. I'm on the Grizz here. I think laying basically one possession at -2.5 is not enough. John Morant's been playing fantastic. Desmond Bane finally woke up after I played him for first two games of props over, I think, 19.5 or 20 points. And then last game, he exploded for 30-plus points. His prop tonight for points, which I would look at again, is just trying to pull it up here. Not seeing it on the site right now. I think it was at 19.5, and it was like -130, -135. So I would look to play that. Because I think he's back. He should be averaging his, you know, low 20s points per game. So I think he should be able to get there. And I do like the Grizz. I just think they're a stronger team, a deeper team. They still start him, Santi Aldama. He's always good for a potential prop. I think I saw his point total at 8.5, which isn't bad. And they have 119.5 point total expected for the Grizz. So a lot of points going to be scored, called almost 120 points. Somebody's got to score them. Jaws obviously score a lot. I think Desmond Bane could score a fair bit behind him. The flip side of the Kings have just under a point total of just under 117, around 117. So De'Aaron Fox, is obviously a good play. I like Keegan Murray. He is starting, and his last couple games starting, he's scored a fair bit of points. I think his prop total, just trying to pull up his prop total here, I think I saw it around 16 earlier today, 16 and a half maybe. 16 and a half, and he's about minus 130. So I would be on that, Keegan Murray, in the starting lineup, only because if there's going to be 117 points scored, someone's got to score them. Obviously, Fox can score a fair bit of them. Kevin Herter score a few. Sabonis will put in his. But I think the way Keegan Murray's been shooting, I think he has the ability to put up some decent points. And, yeah, sorry, just pulled up. 15.5, minus 165. So I saw earlier today, 16.5. I try and shop around. I don't want to lay 165 on the juice. So I'd shop around for Keegan Murray. If you can get 16.5, closer to minus 125, minus 130, I think that's a good play because there's going to be a lot of points scored both sides. As I said, a team total of around 119, 119.5 for the Grizz and 116, 116.5 for Sacramento. I think a lot of points can be scored. So I'd look to Bane for a scoring prop, and I'm pulling him up 19.5. He's at minus 115. So I'd look to go over that. And I'd also look to go over Keegan Murray. Wouldn't take the 15.5 at minus 165, but try to find a 16.5 if you could. I like both those plays in that game. Should be a lot of points scored, and I like the Grizzlies to win. Last game of the night is in Golden State, which should be a great game. The Heat are on back-to-back games. They won yesterday against the Lakers. Now they're in Golden State to face the Warriors. Warriors come in 6-point favorites. 227 is the clean total, which has an implied point total of 116.5 for the Golden State Warriors and 110.5 for the Heat. I think I'd go under in this. I think the Warriors win. They're healthy. Just pull up their injury report. Last check, I don't think anybody major is out. DiVincenzo is out, and Iguodala still is out. And for the Heat, Oladipo and Yurt 7. So nobody who should really move the needle a whole lot. But 227 is a little high for me. I think the Heat play good defense. The Warriors obviously can play good defense. And the Heat on the second game of back-to-back. I would lean the Warriors back-to-back in the road. I would lean the Warriors here. Don't like laying 6 points against the Heat. As I said in yesterday's show, they've struggled to start the season. A West Coast road trip is probably what they needed. They were winless at home. Sorry, I think they had one win at home and three losses. So they get on the road, one against LA yesterday. Don't see them beating the Warriors tonight. Everyone's healthy for the Warriors in the starting lineup. Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Green, and Looney. Jordan Poole coming off the bench. The Heat looked fairly healthy as well. Lowry, Hero, Butler, Caleb Martin, and Bam Adebayo starting with Struce, Vincent, and Robinson coming off the bench. I was looking earlier for a prop for Max Struce and Caleb Martin. He's in the second game back. 8.5 points for Martin. I think he should get that. My only question is, this is his second game of the season, so he was out with a knee injury, I think. Is he going to get a full run of minutes? He's in the starting lineup. If he plays starters minutes, so if he goes over 30 in a game where they're expected to score 110.5 points, I could see him easily getting above 8.5. It's only juiced to minus 115. But probably going to stay away from that. I don't see a Struce total. I like him. His totals are usually around 9, 9.5. And his 3-point specialist in the shooter, if he gets hot at all, he's going to blow through that. So if you could find a Struce total at around 9, 9.5 in the minus 120, minus 125 range, I think that's a decent play. So 4 games on the hardwood, we shift.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To the ice, big slate of 9 games in the NHL. Quickly run through these. Detroit's in Boston to play the Bruins. You can get the Bruins minus 250. You can get the Road Wings at plus 210 on the money line. 6.5 is the total here. I like the Bruins. I would lean the Bruins for the win. Minus 250 is a little steep to pay. And I'd probably go under 6.5. It's juiced to minus 120. I think the Bruins at home are a tough out. And I can see them playing fairly well. But not going to touch this. But if anything, I would lean to the under. Panthers are in Philadelphia to play the Flyers, who got off to a hot start to the season but are slowly well, I don't want to say falling back down to their norm, but they're not as hot as they were. They're still 4-2 in the season. So playing better than everybody thought. The Panthers come in -210 as the favorites. The home Flyers +175. Total here is 6.5. Again, I'd lean to the under. The Panthers can play some solid D, and I don't know that the Flyers' goal scoring is going to continue. It's juiced to -120. They'll also probably stay away there. Next game is in Ottawa, where the Senators host the Minnesota Wild. The Wild come in as -125 favorites. The home Sens at +105. Total here is 6.5. Juiced to the over, -125. You can get under 6.5, +105. And not really sure I'm going to be on that. Minnesota can score. And Ottawa is not the strongest team out there. So I'm trying to find Minnesota here. And in six games, they've got 22 goals for, 28 against. The Senators, on the other hand, 4-2 to start the young season, doing better than what most people thought. 4-0 at home, 25 goals for, 18 against. +105. There might be some value in them there. I think Minnesota's a better team. I think everything, the ships will be righted, so to speak. So. I like the Wild to win. 6.5 goals. Not sure. The under's at +105. Not going to touch that. I think Ottawa's defense is a little more porous than what it's been showing, and Minnesota can definitely score, although they haven't been doing that a ton lately. The next game, 7-5 in the East. Montreal's in Buffalo. The home Sabres -200. The Habs come in at +170. 6.5 is a total, although juiced to -130 in the over. You can get the under 6.5 at +110. I wouldn't be touching that. I think I'd look towards the over. The Habs 3-4 in the years, just 17 goals for, 21 against. So they're not scoring a lot, but they're not giving up a ton. They're only giving up 3 goals a game. The Sabres 4-2 in the season, doing fairly well, 23 goals for, so averaging just under 4 goals a game for, but only giving up 16. So Sabres defense are playing well. Neither team is scoring, well, the Habs aren't scoring a ton. Probably stay away from me. Next game in Nashville at 8:05. The Blues are in town to play the Predators. You can get the home Preds at -175 in the money line, and the road Blues +155. Total here is 6, juiced to -110 on both sides. I like Nashville, obviously a better team. They're at home, where they tend to do fairly well. 1-2-1 at home in the 7 games this year. They're 2-4-1. Blues are 3-2 in 5 games. It's still too early to read anything into those numbers. I just think Nashville's a better team. Better goaltending, and can't take the -175. They're just not showing it yet. And the total of 6 is, like I said, -110 on both sides. Next game sees the high-flying Oilers in Chicago to play the Blackhawks. You can get the Oilers at -210 on the road. You can get the underdog Hawks at home +175. Total here is 6.5. Juiced to the over at -115. I'd actually look to the over. That's a big number. But the Oilers are 4-3 in 7 games, 25 goals for, 21 against. So they're scoring 3.5 a game and giving up 3 goals a game. But the Blackhawks are, again, struggling like they have for the past few years. Where is Chicago on my sheet here? Well, they're actually 4-2. They lost their first 2 games of the year, won their last 4. I'm still not really buying it. 3-0 at home, 20 goals for, 17 against. I just think that the way the Oilers are playing and the way their offense is rolling, they can get them. Jack Campbell in net for the Oilers has been struggling, give up a couple goals. I can see Oilers getting 4 or 5 and the Blackhawks get 2 or 3, then you're well over that 6.5. So if anything, I would lean to the over 6.5 here at -115. Next game is in Dallas, 8:35 in the East. Washington's in town to face the Stars. His home Stars are -125 on the money line. Visiting Caps are +105. Total here is 6, juiced to the under at -125. This game's a stay away from me. I like Dallas. I always like them more at home. But hard to get. I always find the Stars a hard team to get a read on. They go on runs where I think they are looking like they're finally establishing themselves a legitimate top half of the league kind of team. And then they falter and seem to fall back down to earth. So not really on either side here. Washington has been doing all right this year. They come in at 4-3, 25 goals for, 24 against. And the Stars are 4-2-1, 2-0 at home, 23 goals, 15 against. They're not giving up a whole lot of goals, hence this number of 6 juiced to the under. If anything, I might look to that under -120, under 6, but a -125. It's a little steep for me. For -110, -115, I'd probably be on it, but not a -125. The third last game of the night is in Seattle, where the struggling Vancouver Canucks come in to play the Kraken. The Kraken are minus 130. Rarely are you going to get the Kraken favored this year. They're minus 130. The road Canucks are plus 110. Total here is 6.5, so obviously some goals are expected. The Canucks, 0-5-2. 0-3-2 in the road. 0-5-2 in the season. 18 goals for, 30 against. Giving up 4.5, just over 4 and a bit. 4.25 goals a game. And scoring just over 2 and change. So they are struggling. They've got to get a win eventually. I could see it happening tonight, but I can't be backing them the way they're playing. And Seattle is 3-3-2 in the season. At home, they're 1-2-1, 26 goals for, 28 against. A little more offense, giving up a few too many goals. But I just can't touch the Canucks. They're going to win eventually. Don't know if it's tonight. This is a good spot. If anything, maybe get away from them, get in the road, see what happens. But stay away from me. Second last game, 10:35 Nice. We have Toronto in San Jose to play the Sharks. The Leafs are a big minus 230 on the road. The home Sharks plus 190. Total here is 6.5. Juice to the under at minus 120. You can get 6.5 at plus 100 on the over. If anything, I think there's some value on the Sharks. I mean, the Leafs are the better team, clearly. Been kind of struggling out of the gate. They sit at 4-3, so not a bad record. 1-2 in the road. 19 goals for, 18 against. It's both those numbers. The 19 goals for are not what you expect from the Leafs. That's less than 3 a game. They're pretty high powered offense. You expect some more scoring. And at 6.5, I think they get there. They could get there, but they haven't clicked in the gear. They will eventually. And when they start, you're going to see some 6.5 sevens in their games. But they haven't yet. The Sharks are 2-7, struggling at home. They're 0-4-0. Not a good look in front of the home fans. 17 goals for, 27 against. So giving up a lot of goals, but not scoring a lot. So, you know, you can't expect the Leafs to get 5 or 6 goals. So if the Leafs get 3 or 4 goals, you need 2 or 3 at least from the Sharks. And I'm not sure they're going to be able to get that offense going against the Leafs. So I like the Leafs at minus 230 is a little much. The puck line is -1.5. You can get the Leafs at plus 115. That might be the option there, but probably a stay away. The last game of the night in LA, the Kings are hosting the Winnipeg Jets. The Kings are 145 on a money line. You can get the underdog Jets at plus 125. Total here is 6. Juice to the over at minus 115. And when we look to where is Winnipeg, the Jets are 3-3 in the season, 1-2 in the road, 16 goals for, 17 against. So doing a decent job defensively, less than 3 goals a game, but not scoring at all, but 2.5 goals a game. And that's got to improve. And the Kings, on the other hand, are always a good team at home, although they're 1-2 in the season, 4-4 in the year, 1-2 at home, 28 goals, 33-4. So they're scoring, they're allowing too many goals. And I actually like the Kings here, even at minus 145. I might take a play on that. I just think the Kings are a better team at home, and they have the offense to keep up with most teams in the West. So not a lot of plays in the NHL. I kind of like the Oilers Blackhawks over 6.5 at minus 115. I kind of like the Kings at home at minus 145, and going to wait on those to see. In college football, there's a few games. UL Lafayette is at Southern Miss, and Lafayette comes in 2.5-point favorites. 43 is the total. I'm actually on Southern Miss. I'm not on Southern Miss, but I lean Southern Miss, catching almost a field goal at home. I think these teams are fairly evenly matched. No discernible difference, but I would lean Southern Miss catching the points at home. Next game, Virginia Tech at NC State. NC State comes in 13.5-point favorites. The total here is a very low 39. Virginia Tech's offense is brutal. And a lot of people saying NC State are fool's gold. They were a highly rated team coming in. They haven't looked good recently. But I'd be willing to lay to 13.5, so the 2 touchdowns almost. I just think they are a better team. And a total of 39 with a big spread, obviously not a lot of points expected to be scored from Virginia Tech. So I may put a wager on this. I'd be on NC State -13.5. I know it's a big number, but Virginia Tech has just looked really weak this year. The final game, which I think will be the best game of the night at 10 p.m. Eastern time, is Utah and Washington State. The Utes come in as 7-point favorites. I see it juiced about minus 115, so try and get a better juice on that. But Utah -7, total here is 57. I'd actually lean Washington State. Washington always plays well at home. Utah has looked good. but I'm not sure. And so is Washington State, actually. I think this will be a close game. I like Washington State at home. So I don't like them to win. I like Utah to win the game. The money line's minus 280. A little steep for me to really put a wager on, but I'd probably take Washington State at +7. The total 57. I'd probably go the over there. I think both teams could put up some points. And if it's a close game, their offenses will continue to throw the ball. And I think they can get over that. So no huge plays there, but I lean NC State at -13.5. And I lean the Washington State Cougars at +7 at home versus Utah. So quick run through the slate tonight. Hope you enjoyed some of the takes, some of the thoughts. But before I go, I want to mention one of our long-term partners, Manscaped. And if you haven't already, go to manscaped.com. And use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, when you check out to get 20% off your order and free shipping. And also, if you are a fantasy football, even a wagering NFL fan, I recommend you check out our Ethos Fantasy FB for football account. Lots of information there, lots of regular updates, helpful for fantasy, helpful for DFS, and helpful for wagering. Also for basketball, check out our Ethos Fantasy BB. For basketball account. Same thing. You get a lot of regular updates there from the guys in our fantasy group for basketball, but it also helps with wagering. Start sit. We send out basically every night when the starting lineups are announced. Any players that are out, we'll send up quick updates. It's a great way to get timely updates, especially if you're looking to wager in a game and you're waiting to closer to game time to see who's starting, who's in, who's out. Check out Ethos Fantasy BB and you won't have to do any research as far as who's playing, who's not. You'll get that right to your phone right before the game, and it can help you hopefully cash some bets. So 1 in the NFL, 4 on the hardwood, and 9 on the ice, and 3 college football games. We've hit a lot today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you got some good leans or good plays out of it. Hopefully make some money, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.